You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Carly Schogner. I am a current journalism student at King's College. I found out about this through, I've been searching for Rwandan and Burundian individuals here in Halifax, and I was in Rwanda myself in July and August, and it was very, very hard for me because I wasn't able to speak about what I've seen and the things I've learned, and I was just very grateful to finally find a group that was going to do a commemoration, and I asked if I could humbly be part of this initiative, and I could just share my insight, my passion to addressing genocide awareness, genocide education. It needs to continue every year, so. Well, the biggest thing is that it does start with, like, community base. It starts with people taking initiative. And there's lots of community bases, for example, like in Ottawa, and there are actively people who get, you know, members from, you know, the Rwandan, Armenian, Jewish, current Rohingya. And just the key is just being persistent, and that it's not just, you know, just one group's commemoration. It's all of us. It's all of our commemorations, all our time to learn, and the importance is just being persistent. I mean, it's interesting, just, you know, doing this thing in Parliament. I mean, it's bringing parliamentarians from cross parties to work together, you know, to go to the same events and to not just, like, have these, like, party lines, but to actually work together, because these are people's lives. I think the importance is just being persistent. When you're talking about parliamentarians, you have to be persistent, because, this is, if you're talking about their constituencies, you know, you are part of this constituency, and this is your story. You have to be unafraid to tell your story and why it's important to be supportive of these educational times.
Yeah, so my name is Emily Kirezi from Rwanda. I'm 19 years old. So I know that I was born actually after the genocide, but that does not affect the fact that I'm Rwandese. And as a Rwandese, I have the obligation to tell my story so that something that happened in my own country doesn't happen to somebody else. It's not about the fact that you're born after, that you're born during. It's the fact that it happened in your country, the fact that you didn't grow up with grandparents, with uncles, with aunts, with sisters, with siblings. That really affects you as a person. So the reason why we started that here is because we didn't have a strong enough community among us to say that we can come all together and commemorate our fellow Rwandans that passed away during the genocide. So we thought, why, if it happens back home, why should we limit ourselves to back home? Like, we're, all we need is a community. All we need is people coming together to have that initiative to commemorate them, to teach, to educate other people. We might be young, but it doesn't mean that our voice will not be heard. So that's what we're trying to do here, and we're hoping that next year more people will get involved. We've been getting help. Like, last year we didn't really know a lot of people. Like Carly here, she helped us. She was amazing. She volunteered. So we're hoping that next year what happened today will encourage others to come and join us and, well, make our stories heard. So this poem is called We Lost When We Forgot by Angel Wamahoro. She's also a Rwandese girl who lives in New York. She wrote this poem, which reflects what really happened. The reason why it happened that is because we forgot. So we're about to read it for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. Once upon a time, we sung one song. We danced one dance, we got along. Once upon a time, we intertwined. We wined and we dined. We were just fine. But when unwanted guests joined our fest and changed our bits, our fate got lost in the rhythm of extreme division.
Suddenly, we missed the meaning of patriotism
and bought in the notion of barbarism.
And when we did this, we lost.
We lost when we forgot that we were one people.
That when all our good turned to evil.
We lost when we forgot that we shared the same culture. Yet we are targeting our own like a vulture. We lost that we forgot that we spoke the same language.
Yet failed to understand each other.
We lost when we forgot that we were brothers and sisters.
And so we lost so much. We lost ourselves.
Allowed a living world to become a living hell.
We lost so much. We lost a million of our own. We lost so much, we were forever mourn of those who were torn away from us.
We lost so much when we forgot to trust in us.
We lost when we forgot.
Which is why we must remember.
We must remember the dear lives lost and what that costs as a nation.
We must remember that division leads to doom and that unity leads to bloom.
So beware even the hushed conversations within the comfort of your living room.
We must remember to tell whole truth of our history.
We must remember to fight ideas of segregation and focus on unity to better build our nation.
We must remember to be defenders of our values and not the offenders.
Because only together, never again, will truly be never again. And so we must remember that we lost when we forgot.
That we sang one song. We must remember that we forgot and lost. That we danced one dance. We must remember that we lost when we forgot. That we intertwine, we wine and dine, we were just fine.
We must remember we lost when we forgot.
That we were one people and that we have the power to do good instead of evil.
Which is why we must remember, not just in April, but December to December.
We must remember that our Rwandis is who we are at our best. And any loss is just a hot mess.
We must remember not to forget, lest neglect the lessons so harshly learned.
We must remember not to forget that we lost when we forgot.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.